And we say good morning to Jason Cairns. Best 5 minutes of the day. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. Rested, ready to go. Had my breakfast.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, I haven't had breakfast yet. I did have one cup of coffee, so.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's the people, my wife says she doesn't, a lot of times she doesn't have breakfast till like 10 in the morning. And I know Caleb comes in here and does the show without having had breakfast. And I'm like, food's on my mind. I mean, thank you, Lord, for a new day, keeping me alive for yet another day.
Yeah.
This ache, that pain, but. Yeah, so you get up at 4:30 and breakfast is when? After this?
After this, yeah. Yeah, typically when I eat, so.
You're hungry for fellowship first. That's really sweet.
I am. Yeah, I want to be on the phone with you and want to make sure that I'm coming into it ready. So.
Yeah, we had a pastor friend who actually was a head of Teamwork Africa for a couple years when we were in Liberia, who said that, yeah, before he had preached, he made sure, he's like, I wouldn't eat breakfast before I preached. So he didn't want, I don't know.
Any sort of, yeah.
Yeah, any after effects there. So.
Yeah.
Well, there's been, it seems like to me, don't you think, that the college protests over the Israel-Palestinian situation, it seems like it's really kind of peaked out this week, right?
Yeah, for sure. There's been a lot. I mean, it's all over the news, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's hard, I think, as people who want to see peace to kind of watch a lot of the uprising, and I think for me it's just... whenever I see a lot of anger, violence, it tends to stir my heart a little bit. And, yeah, it's tough to watch.
I saw you post somewhere, it was about a three-paragraph commentary on the situation, which I thought hit the nail on the head. Because, to me, it's not a black and white. I mean, people are,
right.
I mean, certainly October 7th stands out. They're saying it was worse than 9/11 from an Israeli standpoint.
Yep.
And yet, you know, we've got people, when people are so morally outraged on one side or the other, I'm like, it's kind of a mixed bag because, like, the in terms of Israel's response, nobody's saying they're not allowed to respond, but the degree, et cetera, at least called into question, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think one of the things I was making, the point I was making on my page was that I just don't like violence, regardless of where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said so often what seems to happen is that when people are on, quote, our team, we're much better at justifying or accepting the violence that they use. When it's on the other team, whatever that means, we're much more likely to say how bad it is. And, you know, and I think, unfortunately, social media so often creates spaces where we can respond quickly without thought. You know, and I think we might say things that we wouldn't say in person. And, you know, I think wanting to be a person of peace means I want to be the kind of person who says, I don't really like seeing image bearers harmed, regardless of what their political ideology is, religious ideology. You know, and I Alex called me a bit of an idealist, and maybe I am. But I sure want to live in a place where we can move toward love and away from violence and hatred.
Now, I like what you said there and the way you're reflecting it here. But, you know, I think of, like, if it helps you, I think of Martin Luther King or Gandhi or people of peace, certainly Jesus. But, you know, I mean, we read about Jesus. We didn't see him. We get actual footage or, you know, more recently in the 20th century, the Gandhi and Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela. But I think about Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers. He passed in 2004. You kind of go, I mean, yeah, what would Jesus do? But what would what would Fred Rogers do? He's a guy of peace, you know, not only in his actions, but in his thoughts and words, right?
Right, for sure. You know, and I think that's hard. I mean, because I think there's this base instinct that wants to lash back out when we feel harmed, when we see other people harmed. You know, and I think there's different ways in which we've seen those responses happen. And for me, looking at people who can make statements about what is important, but to do so without dehumanizing other people seems like a really fine line, and it seems that there are few who do it well, but man, I think that's where we should shoot for.
Yeah, and the word shoot, wow, there we go. We need people, but
not intended, but yes.
We've got WOGO AM FM on a radio outside of our FM whip studio, and I heard one of our hosts yesterday, and this is one of the hosts I think more highly of than some of the others, and And yet he referred to some folks in the, caught in the news as idiots. And I internally winced. I'm like, I just, can't we do it, really?
So. And I have a friend on the other side who has been referring to people she disagrees with as idiots and sociopaths.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, that's just not helpful.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're talking about real people who have real feelings about real situations.
Mm-hmm. We have run out our time today, but I think it was worthwhile.
Awesome. Yeah.
At the moment, I don't think I can be there for breakfast tomorrow. You're not sure you can, so.
Yeah, we'll have to kind of, I'm going to talk with Alex today about the schedule in the morning and kind of go from there.
All right, well, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Good.
There we go, our buddy Jason Kanz on WWIB. Our number today is zero. That is the amount of baggage lost at Japan's Kansai Airport since it opened in September of 94. That's amazing. The worldwide average for lost baggage is 7.6 pieces per 1,000 passengers. And in 30 years, this airport has not lost a bag. What is their secret, and can everyone imitate it? Wow, that is so impressive.
Hi, my name is Cooper, and my mom is the best. She makes the yummiest chocolate chips. I love her smile and what she does for our family. I'm blessed to have you as my mom. Thank you, Mom.
Speaking of family, it's our Take Mom to Micon contest. Let's give someone else a pair of movie tickets to see Unsung Hero.
Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm nominating my daughter, Connie Morris, for the movie passes to see Unsung Hero. I think she deserves a good night out with her daughter.
Well, thank you so much, and we're going to make that happen. Congratulations to you and your daughter. We're sending you to see Unsung Hero at Micon Cinemas, and we'd love to hear even more of these entries, these tribute voicemails. Friends, just call 715-396-1670. Introduce yourself, just like Martha did, and let us know a voicemail honoring your mom, your wife, another mother figure in your life. Could be a grandma, mother-in-law.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. Caleb, you see in my hands here a cell phone, right? I mean, you see me. I mean, we see each other. We do the show, but we carry our phone like many Americans, right?
Indeed.
The only problem is the phone that you see me with today, this is not my phone. I thought it was my phone. I think it's probably Michael's because he got up early this morning. He was washing a dish. Thank you, Michael, for the Instant Pot container that had rice. But, you know, I don't know. My phone had been about. I'd been playing, you know, usual games, probably a little Scrabble this morning, and grabbed a phone on my way out the door. Only once I was here to find this is not my phone.
It's not your phone.
So, sorry.
So, good luck anyone who's trying to contact Michael or Halvo today.
I know. Sorry about that.
Well, you know what? I had an encounter with my son Cooper yesterday, too, and it kind of made, you know how you do the feel old birthday sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
And we were just talking off the air about, Star Wars. I know Micon Cinemas, again, go see Unsung Hero. They also have Star Wars The Phantom Menace, I believe, for Star Wars Day tomorrow and maybe beyond that. And it's the 25th anniversary of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, which is the first movie that I ever saw in theaters for my friend Alex's birthday party.
Okay.
And so it's like, wow, that was a quarter century ago.
Yeah.
And I had this moment with my son Cooper because he collects Pokemon cards, but he also really likes football cards as well, too. And we were talking about football cards. He's like, Dad, you said you collected football cards. Do you have any? And I said, I might. I just might. And so I went and dug through some boxes that are in our basement. Probably never really unpacked those that much after we moved several years ago. And I found some of my football cards. And he's just raptured looking through them all. And who's this guy? Who's that guy? And so it's Curtis Martin, who played for the Patriots and the Jets and things like that. And then I had this sort of epiphany, Halvo, where I realized when I was collecting cards and when these players were playing the NFL, it was 25 years ago or more. It was over a quarter century ago. I'm almost 37. I don't feel that old. But when you start saying, yeah, these guys were playing 25 years ago, I was collecting cards 25, 27, 28 years ago, I just suddenly felt very, very old as my 9-year-old son is looking through all these and asking me about who these players are and how to pronounce their names. And it was just, hey, I guess maybe sometimes you're as young as you feel and other times you feel really old. Your kids have a knack for helping you do that.
I hear you on that front for sure.
Well, it's almost 11 minutes before 8 o'clock, 50 degrees here on this Friday morning on the Whip Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. And one of our Friday morning traditions, friends, is to get you caught up on things you might have missed in the past week. We know you like to stay informed. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We help you do that, but we do it in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Communications Commission has fined the major cell phone companies a combined $200 million for sharing our location information without our consent.
And here I didn't know my trips to the fridge were such valuable intel.
They are.
Well, a 17-year-old in Pennsylvania has obtained his master's degree in computer science.
Yeah, you know, when I was 17, my biggest accomplishment was not burning down the house while frying an egg.
No kidding.
NASA's Hubble Space Telescope is in safe mode due to issues with one of its gyroscopes.
The problem started when the telescope inadvertently pointed itself back at Earth. That's when it said, nope, I'm out.
I understand.
According to a study, the ability to understand speech is so deeply ingrained that some people can actually understand recorded sentences that have been chopped into short segments and played backwards.
Yeah, the ability to understand backwards talk tends to come in handy when listening to political speeches.
And we'll hear a lot of them this year.
Another study found that 84% of adults struggle to open child-proof packaging on medicines.
So many of you are getting a headache from opening headache medication bottles.
That's a lose-lose.
University of Pennsylvania scientists are predicting 33 named tropical storms for the year 2024.
Which means the patio furniture industry is in for a big sales year.
We will rebuild.
And finally this morning, a North Carolina mom found thousands of bees inside the wall of her daughter's bedroom.
So she turned it into an Airbnb.
Good one.
But there you go, your headlines, and now you're all caught up. But we are still giving away lots of goodies for Mom's Night Off with Festival Foods, courtesy of our friends at Festival. We're awarding someone else a $25 Festival Foods gift card, maybe to take a night off cooking, get something from that heat and eat section in the wonderful deli at your local Festival Foods, and also two Micon Cinemas movie passes for a night off. Maybe you want to go see Unsung Hero with those. And our latest winner is Rachel from Chippewa Falls. She joins us on the line. Good morning, Rachel, and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Well, we hope we can just bless you a little bit today with our friends with Festival Foods as we're, again, just over a week away from Mother's Day. Would you tell us a little bit about your family?
Wow. So our family moved here from Georgia about 6 years ago. God told us to move here, and here we are just loving on the Chippewa Valley.
Well, we're so glad to have you here and as part of the WWIB family. And I'm guessing, like most moms, you probably have pretty busy days on a daily basis.
Yes, I do. I'm homeschooling my youngest child currently, and I work from home, so I'm home a lot.
Well, hopefully we can give you a well-deserved night off with some Micon Cinemas movie passes and $25 from Festival Foods. How about that?
Wow, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Well, we are excited to be able to give this to you. Thank you, Rachel, for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, that's Rachel from Chippewa Falls, our latest winner in the Mom's Night Off contest with Festival Foods. We're doing this one more time next Friday. WWIB.com or all over our social media is where you can enter. Again, WWIB.com for the Festival Foods Mom's Night Off contest. 17 past 8 o'clock, 53 degrees on this Friday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. Coming up very soon on Thursday, the 16th of May, the largest fundraiser of the year for Feed My People Food Bank. It's Empty Bowls. And here to tell you more about it, Susie and Shiloh. Good morning, ladies. Great to have you with us.
Great to have to be here.
Good morning.
So again, Empty Bowls, we'll start with you, Susie. This is the biggest fundraiser of the year for Feed My People. Again, your fight against hunger in Western and Central Wisconsin never stops. And this is something you do every year. It's great to be able to get the community out. I know it's an encouragement, not only for the fundraising side, but also just to see people's smiling faces on this special day.
It's amazing. We love it so much. It's got to be our favorite day of the year just to see so many community members have such generous hearts come out and just give back to the community and have fun while doing it.
Shiloh, have you been part of this before, or is this your first year?
This is my first year being a part of Feed My People in it. I was able to attend last year just as a community member, and that was a great experience.
So what was that like? Because again, I mean, there's food trucks that, again, the proceeds going to Feed My People. We'll talk about the bowls as well, too. What was your experience going there just as an attendee?
I think it just felt like a fun party, like a block party, a bunch of people getting together, eating food. It felt really laid back and relaxed, but also kind of fun. You just got to look around and see everything that they had and everything that they do.
So, Susie, tell us more about this event. Again, it's Thursday, May 16th. It's 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., so a wide range of hours for people to come. Maybe it's on their lunch break or dinner break. Maybe it's after work or before work, depending on their schedule, too. But what are all the things you'll have going on? Again, this is at Feed My People on the north side of Eau Claire.
Exactly. We're hoping we have it 8 hours running so that you can come by anytime after work or during work. And we're going to have 6 different food trucks. And we're also going to have a silent auction that's going to be actually available online starting May 11th.
Okay.
And then that'll end May 17th at noon. So there's all kinds of items that you can browse through and give back even more. And then, of course, as always, our most fun feature, which is all the thousands of bowls that have been donated by local artists and students. So you can browse one of those and take them home.
And you've brought some of those in here. And Shiloh, we're looking at this. Again, these are handcrafted bowls from a lot of sometimes local students. You mentioned artisans as well, too. And there's one here that they literally made a fish bowl. Like, it's not to house fish. Like, it looks like a fish with fins and everything. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is so cool, the variety of bowls. I was taking a look at them the other day and just... it was so fun to unbox some of these and just take them out, look at them, and see the craft work and just the creativity and the inspiration for all of them. Some of them even had like little inserts in them. So it was just really, really exciting to see all of the different artists that came together to make it.
Again, talking with Susie and Shiloh from Feed My People Food Bank about Empty Bowls Thursday, May 16th at Feed My People 11 to 7. The food truck's going to be there. Big Papa Barbecue, Island Vibe, Live Great Food, Mimi Cafe, Ramon's Ice Cream, Smack Daddy's Gourmet Grub. And again, we talk about the problem of hunger here in West Central Wisconsin. What are some of the things that you have seen, Susie? Again, we see it sometimes going in an adverse direction because so many people are seeing costs everywhere else rise, and there are gaps that aren't necessarily being filled, and so Feed My People steps in to help.
Yes, and that's why we're here. We want to be strong for our community so that whenever a family or a child is in need of food, we're here. And through our network of over 250 community pantries throughout West Central Wisconsin, we're here in every community. And so that's what this fundraiser is all about, is making sure that we have the funds to be able to keep getting good food out to all those people.
Shiloh, again, you mentioned being a community member and attending Empty Bowls. What was it about Feed My People's mission and vision that moved you to take part as an intern now and say, hey, this is a cause that I want to be part of personally?
Yeah, I think part of it is just being a part of the community and seeing some of that need around you, and then getting to know the people who are coming to these events, who are interested in learning more about what we do at Feed My People. Definitely jumping into it was a huge learning curve for me. I hadn't known that the need was as great as it was until I started here at Feed My People. But getting into it more and learning more and meeting people and hearing their stories has really changed my opinion about the need that's out there.
And finally, Susie, again, a dollar can go so far at Feed My People in terms of the food rescue programs that you're a part of, and making sure that, again, healthy, nutritious food gets to those who need it. So, you know, one final plug, if you would, here for people to attend. Again, your largest fundraiser of the year. This is an important one for people to support.
It really is. You know, Empty Bowls is such an important part of how we move forward with our mission of feeding people. And $1 stretches to 2 meals. That's through our network of network of grocery stores and farmers and growers and all of our resources that come together. We're able to stretch $1 into 2 meals to get it out to as many families as possible.
So again, Thursday, May 16th at Feed My People. That's Alpine Road in Eau Claire, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Food trucks and fun. You can purchase, again, a bowl only. You can purchase a meal only, or a bowl and a meal. And it all supports Feed My People. And it's just, like Shiloh mentioned, kind of a block party type of a feel, too. So we really hope people will go out and support this. See these beautiful handcrafted bowls for yourself. And we're praying for great weather that day as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you guys so much. Susie and Shiloh, again, find out more on their social media or fmpfoodbank.org. Well, 5 days of shows combined to 3 minutes and 42 seconds. Halvo puts this together for us every single week. It's his labor of love. It's the best of the week on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Hi, I'm calling to nominate my daughter, Alexa Vincent-Spittleberg, for the Unsung Hero Giveaway. She's a selfless mother who deserves to have a night out with her daughter, and I think this movie would be something they would both truly enjoy.
When Tessa was very little, probably before she was 2, or right around that time, she said, "Do you know what would be great? Pie on cake. That would be delicious." And she's not wrong.
I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Would they love this drink? That I'm not sure about. Convenience store chain 7-Eleven unveiled a new sparkling drink right before the 1st of April.
Yeah.
And evidently, no fooling, this is something that they actually created.
And hopes to translate the taste of 7-Eleven's hot dogs plus mustard and ketchup condiments into liquid form.
Yes, again, in case you're missing the headline, hot dog flavored water.
Today is Raisin Day, and I really love raisins. Caleb, how do you weigh in?
I enjoy them a lot as well. Yeah. Raisins too.
Well, apparently, sorry to say, raisin hate's apparently a real thing, as Marie Tennis reports.
A YouGov poll says 35% of us don't eat them. Not in a box, not in a cookie. Millennials hate the dried grapes so much, Sun-Made Raisin Company launched an ad campaign in 2019 to win them over. It didn't work. Neither did the dancing raisins in 1986 for Gen Xers. But they are good for us, high in potassium. If you're among the 65% who do eat them, happy National Raisin Day.
You know, I happen to be counting down going, wow. It's 44 days till I turn 60. I'm counting down.
It's coming.
I know.
It's coming. My wife turns 50 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I probably am not supposed to say that in the air, but yes. So.
Over 500,000 of these are sold daily around the world. Over 500,000 of what sold daily around the world? What could it be?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand again.
All right, Tammy, what do you think?
Is it Egg McMuffin sandwiches?
Is it what?
Tammy.
You still there, Tammy?
Did we lose her?
Yeah.
Repeat your guess. Repeat your guess.
The Egg McMuffin breakfast.
And why would you say Egg McMuffin specifically?
No. I just live near a McDonald's, so.
I'm thinking, hey, maybe there's 500,000 of those sold daily worldwide.
You're absolutely correct.
Oh,
you're
my God.
Tammy. We don't have to give a hint. She got it.
Man. We were already trying to figure out what our clues would be today, but yes, Tammy, the Egg McMuffin, the iconic breakfast food from McDonald's, 500,000 of those sold every day around the world. Congratulations.
And I figured there's a McDonald's everywhere.
There
almost
is.
No.
Yeah. Our number today is zero. That is the amount of baggage lost at Japan's Kansai Airport since it opened in September of 94. That's amazing. The worldwide average for lost baggage is 7.6 pieces per 1,000 passengers. And in 30 years, this airport has not lost a bag. What is their secret, and can everyone imitate it? Wow, that is so impressive.
Hi, my name is Cooper, and my mom is the best. She makes the yummiest chocolate chips. I love her smile and what she does for our family. I'm blessed to have you as my mom. Thank you, Mom.
Well, thank you, Howell, for putting together a beautiful version of the Best of the Week.
Glad to do it.